Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and we are up to Siman Tov Pei Tes Sif Zayin. Let's keep moving here. I want to get up to today Sif Yud, because Sif Yud is a very important Sif. It's the famous Sif on Chadash Aser Min HaTaira, Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, a very not well-known halacha. One of the unique halachas where we have a Messiah to be Mekel, even though Rov Rishonim are not. Like, sort of like Erevin, very similar, but maybe even more wild, as we'll see tomorrow. So let's try to move here. Sif Zayin, Shachach Velo Berach Kol Halayla. Okay, these are also very important halachas. A person forgot, and he did not make the bracha, he did not count. When it says lo berach, it means he did not make the bracha and he did not count svira all night. Yispor bayom, he counts by day the lo bracha without a bracha, as you all know. Sif katan lamed gimel yispor bayom kedas harbe poskim. This is according to many poskim. Those of you who might have learned the sugya a little bit or heard shtickle tires on this, so are familiar with this. Dibidiyevet sviras yom oile l'svira. That b'di'eved, the svira by day will count towards the svira, and therefore you count by day. But you count sifkat lamadalid velo bracha v'yesh lachosh ladas haposkim, because you also have to be concerned for the poskim de'ein zman svira ela balayla, that zman svira is only at night. Uke shemivarech bayom hu levatala, and therefore according to those poskim, if you make the bracha by day, it will be a bracha levatala. Miyu, however, mikan laba sofer b'chol laila b'bracha. However, from then on, you will be able to continue on every evening with a bracha, a fascinating halacha. Lo havi kedileg yom echad legamre. It's not like you missed a day totally. She'eino sofer ol b'bracha, which in which case you would not continue to count with the bracha. Again, that is a very unique halacha, because on one hand we're saying that you don't make a bracha by day because you blew it, but on the other hand we're not saying that you blew it with respect to continuing weiter with a bracha for the rest of Sfira. How that works, Ian Shear. Rav Soloveitchik has a famous Torah on this, that it's still considered a continuum, even though you might have not actually been Yotze, but you fulfilled Tamimais. Anyway, not for us right now. Sif Ches. Im Shachach. Just what is for us right now is just to review that halacha, simply that if you forget at night, you say and you count Sfira by day without a bracha, and you can continue on every night from there on in with a bracha, obviously implying that if you miss the whole day, then you will not be able to continue on without a bracha if you missed the whole day, night, and the following day, which we're going to see now, Sif Ches. Im shachach levarech be'echad mehayomim, we're in Sif Ches. A person forgot to make the bracha, meaning he forgot to count one of the days, bein yom rishon, bein mishar yomim, sofer b'shar yomim below bracha. So he means, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Hey, what does it mean, Shachach Levarech? He doesn't mean you forgot the bracha, it means you forgot to count. Right? Rotoloma Shalom Siper, below Nisgar, and he did not remember Ad Svira Shachareha, he did not remember until the next day of counting, which is the next night. Vuhu Adin Imnodalo She'etmol Ta'ab Minyan, or let's say he knows Me'achuz, 100%, that he counted the wrong day the night before, and it's already the next night. He knew he counted the wrong day the night before. Right? It happens. Dino kimo shalo siper klal. A very frustrating thing that happens to someone, usually sometime throughout his lifetime. It's a mistake that happens, and he is 100% sure that he did not count the right night the night before. The din is like he did not count at all, because if you say number 33 when it is really number 34, you missed day 34 when you hit day 35. So it's like you didn't count day 34, and you went straight from 33 to 35, which ain't going to work. And you can count 35, but without a bracha. Sifkat lamed zayin, below bracha. Sifkat lamed zayin, lachosh leman da amar. So you count again without a bracha. Why do you count without a bracha? To be chaychesh, okay, for the opinion that says the amar, the sviras sheva shabbosos tamimos ba'inan. You require tamimos, that every single day is counted, v'hal leka, and you don't have it, the hachaser chad yoima. You do not have a perfect counting of 49 days. You missed a day. Obviously, you still do it, because there are opinions that every day is independent of one another, and therefore we count without a bracha. V'nachom bazeh, so what should you do, ideally, if you can? Sheyishma habracha min ha-shliach tzibur. You should listen to the shliach tzibur who's making the bracha. O me'achad me'ha-mevarchin, or from someone else. V'yana amein b'kavana latzeis, and you should listen to them and have kavana to be yotzei. V'achakach yisbor. And afterwards, okay, you should count. Now, the truth is, in order to be yotzei with his bracha, he has to have kavana to be motzi you. So it might be a little embarrassing, but you really, if you want to ideally be mekayim this, you would speak to someone else to be motzi you with the bracha. Now, the truth is, someone who's a shliach tzibur, a good thing to do is to have kavana to be motzi someone who might be in this suffix, which could very well be a lot of people in the kehila, and therefore it would be a smart thing to have kavana to be motzi others with the bracha. Kavana, right? Kavanas ha mashmiya v'shoymeya. Okay, we continue on Vayter and Shas. Just one second. Okay, now, it's just interesting, just one last diuk here in this Mishnah Brura. He says, V'yane amein b'kavana latzeis. Why does he say V'yane amein b'kavana latzeis? He should have kavana to be yotzei the bracha. Amein isn't what's critical. You're yotzei with shomei ha'kaona. So the truth is that is true. You should have kavana to be yotzei with the bracha. But also, there's a special inyan that when you're being yotzei, you should try to be yotzei as well with a different kavana in amein. Okay? Namely, that the amein is not just an amein that you're maskim to the bracha, but that your haskama is that you want to be yotzei with the bracha as well in the amein. Different kavanas within the amein, because there is an aspect and a way to be yotzei with someone else's bracha by answering amen to that bracha. But the truth is, again, b'di'evit, even if you did not answer amen, which you have to do, if you had kavana to be yotzei with shomei ha'ka'ina, you are yotzei even though you did not answer amen. And again, this is something that you have to do because you can't make the bracha yourself in this situation. Obviously, you could ask yourself, if shomei is ka'ina, and when you listen, it's as if you actually said the bracha, so then why isn't listening a bracha levatala? So that's also for Ian Shear, understanding what it means, Shomea Ke'ina. Obviously, it's not Ke'ina Mamish, because then it ain't a chinami. It'd be the same problem of a bracha, of a possible bracha levatala. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval imu mesupak im dileg yom echad velo saver. But what if he has a suffix whether he missed the day? Right? He doesn't know. Did I count last night? I don't remember if I actually. Like, did I leave early? Did I say the right day yesterday? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. You don't know. Yispor, then you could count b'sha yomim v'bracha. You can count the rest of the days with a bracha. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Zipkat Lamed Ches, Yispor b'sha yomim v'bracha, the Ika sveik sveika, because there is a sveik sveika. Once again, we come back to this sveik sveika concept, where based on a sveik sveika, you can do sveik sveika that will actually allow you to make the bracha. Because usually you say, oh, sveik sveika, you could be makil. Here, the sveik sveika is more than that. It's telling you that based on sveik sveika, you can now actually say a bracha, and you don't have to be choshesh for for a bracha levatala, which takes into account a certain concept and understanding of how Sveik Sveika works, which is also for an Ian Shear. Johnson, I'm sure, can tell you from his Yerideya days. Shema lo dalag klal. Okay, so since Sveik Sveika, that you did not miss it at all, right? Vim tinsi loimar shedileg. Here's the Sveik Sveika. Maybe you did not skip it at all, because you have a suffix whether you skipped it. And even if we say the tzad that you did skip the day, that night when you didn't count it all the whole day, Shema halacha ka'osan, maybe the halacha is like those poskim, the chol yomu mitzvah b'neyatzvo, that every day is a mitzvah b'neyatzvo. So you have a suffix whether you counted. And even if you didn't count, maybe you can still say tonight with a bracha anyway, like those poskim. So based on that Sveik Sveika, you can make the bracha. And he says, V'hu adin b'chol davar shadino lachso v'lisbor b'li bracha macha safek. And this would then apply to any scenario where you would have to go ahead and count again that night without a bracha. Meaning any time, let's say tonight, I have a situation where I don't know whether I was yotze, and I have to now go ahead and count again without a bracha. So any situation like that, in lo chazar v'siper, if he did not go back and do what? If he did not go back and count, he'll be able to yisbor sharei leilos bebracha. He'll be able to go ahead and count the next night with the bracha, because in the end, what did he really have? He had a suffix whether or not he counted properly the night before. And therefore, since he had a suffix whether he counted properly the night before, that Sveik Sveika will allow him to go ahead and make a bracha the next day. V'lachem, im ta'a bayamim v'lo ta'a bashavuos, o ta'a bashavuos v'lo ta'a bayamim, didino lachzor v'lisbor v'lo bracha. Where the din is, he has to go back and count without a bracha because he only said shavuos or yamim. K'neimel elvisif katan zayin, im lo chazar v'siper afi lo achi. If he did not go back and count, even so, Moner Shayamim Bibracha, he'd be able to go ahead and count the rest of the days with a bracha, Vayain Biber Halacha. Let's move weiter. Sif, Tes, Leil Shabbos Vilel Yontov, Mivachim Viseifrim Achar Kiddush Beis HaKnesses. He says, if it's on a Friday night or the night of Yontif, so you make the bracha and you count after Kiddush, when they used to say Kiddush in the shul, after Kiddush in the shul, v'motei Shabbos v'yomtev, kodem Havdalah. V'motei Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do it before Havdalah, achar Kaddish tiskabel. After Kaddish, after the full Kaddish, look at the Mishnah Brura, achar Kiddush beis HaKnesses. Anyone here has shul still say Kiddush in shul? Yeah, right, Willick has Kiddush in shul still? Your shul also? Yeah, pretty cool, okay. So, you'll tell me if they actually follow this. So, achar kiddush beis haknesses, shekol ma shenuchal lahaktim kedushas hayom, yesh lanu lahaktim. So you say kiddush first. Vim sofer bebeso, but if you're counting in your home, then you're yisbor kodem kiddush. Why? To asa lechol kodem sfira, because that's what they eat before sfira kodem lael. So, men, is that what you do in your shul? You count sfira after kiddush? You don't know? You don't remember? You don't remember what you did last Friday night? Last year, this is Corona, so you don't remember. I forgot about that. All right. You mean you don't go ahead and say Kiddush on your illegal block minion. Here we're allowed block minion in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, weiter. That's funny. Let's move on. I mean, not so funny, but anyway. So the other doesn't remember what they did, but you're supposed to go ahead and, in shul, count the Sfira after Kiddush. However, Havdalah, in shul, you say Sfira Kodem Havdalah. Because in terms of postponing the Shabbos with Havdalah, you postpone it as much as you can. By the way, it's interesting that you say that, because maybe you'd think that you should, since you're saying Sfira for the next day, you shouldn't go ahead and say Sfira before Havdalah. So obviously, you know, the fact that it's already the next day, that in principle is okay. The truth of the matter is, as you all know, you could even say Havdalah of Ma'ariv in Ma'ariv before you do before even the end of Shabbos, which is an interesting halacha b'fnei atzmo, but that has nothing to do with this. Don't even know why I mentioned it. Okay, Sif Katan Mem Aleph, Achar Kaddish Tiskabel, Rotolomar, Masha Omrim, Achar V'Noam, and the Atar Kaddosh. Talking about the Kaddish after V'Noam, the Atar Kaddosh, which is the full Kaddish Shalem. The Azu Gamar Tfila, that's the end of Tfila, Kaddish Shalem. Not the Chatzi Kaddish, the Kaddish Kama, which is the Chatzi Kaddish, Eino Gomer, that is not the end of Tfila, She'eino Kaddish Shalem. It's not the Kaddish Shalem, it's the Chatzi Kaddish. And then, but v'yitein lecha, if you still say, if your shul still says, these days a lot of shuls don't say it, but if your shul says v'yitein lecha, like we do in Beis Tfila, Yoyna Avram, for bracha and parnasa, that you say after Sfira. Finally, back to Shulchan Aruch, k'shechal yom tov achron shel Pesach, the Motzei Shabbos, and the last day of Pesach falls down on Motzei Shabbos, the Az Omer Kiddush v'Avdallah v'Pamachas, where Kiddush and Abdullah is said together, Yishlispor Kodem Shivavarchin Alakos. So you're going to be doing this Yak Nahaz situation, and you're going to say Kiddush and Abdullah together. So then you should count before you make the bracha Alakos, the Beis HaKnesses. Before you make the bracha on the Kos in Shul. Haga, the im Einlo Yayin, the Tzarech Le Kadesh Yak Nahaz. Rama says, if there's no wine and you have to do Yak Nahaz, Ayin Lael Simen Reish Sadivav, what you do in a situation where there's no wine and you have to say Kiddush and Havdalah, that we discussed earlier in Reish Sadivav, so Ayin Sham. So again, the Shulchan Aruch had said, when Yom Tov Acharon falls out, Yom Tov Acharon of Pesach falls out on Motzei Shabbos, and you're doing Kiddush and Havdalah together, you're supposed to go ahead and count Svira on, okay, before you make this Kiddush and Havdalah on the coast in the Beis Knesset. So here's the Mishnah Berurah. The question is, why does he give this case when Yom Tov Achron of Pesach falls on Motzei Shabbos? Why dafka that case? Why can't you have the seventh day of Pesach falling out on Motzei Shabbos? Or, let's say, the second day or first day of Pesach falling out on Motzei Shabbos? So he says as follows. He says, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shechal Yom Tov Achron. He says, "Lahachi nakat Yom Tov Achron." Why they give the eighth day as an example? Eighth day of Pesach. Why? Because Shvi Yishal Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, ino chal Motzei Shabbos. Right. In other words, the seventh day never falls out on Motzei Shabbos. It just doesn't happen based on the calendar, as you all know. Right. The calendar was set up in such a way. We saw way back when in Siman Tav Chav Ches, Sif Aleph, we saw. And Be'alach there explained in Divrei Masvil Elu the whole Kviyas Seder HaMoadim, how when they established the calendar, how they set up the different Yom Tovim will come out, it can't come out on certain days, and it comes out that the seventh day of Pesach can never come out on a Motzei Shabbos. And also, why did he give a case of, like, for example, the second night of Pesach falling out on Motzei Shabbos? That does happen. So why did he give that as a case of Yak Nahaz in the Shul? He says, no, that also doesn't exist. Why? You never make Kiddush on the second night of Pesach in Shul. Like we saw in Tavpei Zayin, that Kiddush on wine in the Shul is not made on the night of Pesach, because the whole idea is to be motzi, someone who doesn't have wine. And on Pesach, there isn't an ani in Yisrael that doesn't have wine. So that's why he's particularly talking about this case. The case of Motzei Shabbos, coming in, falling into a Yom Tov Achron, the eighth day of Pesach. So that Motzei Shabbos, that night is the eighth day of Pesach. So he says, in that situation of Yak Nahaz in the Shul, you count before the Kiddush Havdalah, even though normally you say Kiddush first. So in this case, you should go ahead, and since it's a situation of Kiddush and Havdalah, you will count, okay, you count first, and then say Kiddush and Havdalah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Gimel, Yeshlis Bor Kodem, Keniska Lael, Dafuke Yoma, Machrinan Kama Deasha. You always try to push off the leaving of that Kedusha as far as you can. Afal Gav Shemekabel Hacha, Kedushas Yom Tov, even though he's being Mekabel now, Kedushas Yom Tov, and you want to go ahead and bring in the Kedusha first, but you have a conflict. You want to Komakom, Kedusha Shabbos Gedola. You have a conflict with Kedusha Shabbos, and Kedusha Shabbos is Gedola, Mikedusha Yom Tov, and therefore we are Ma'acher, the Kedusha of Shabbos. We postpone the end of Shabbos, and we'll first say the Kiddush Havdalah, and then have the Svira based on the fact that this is Havdalah of Shabbos, even though it's also Kiddush of the upcoming Yom Tov day. And then he brings down the Taz, Das HaTaz, Lav Davka Imchal Yom Tov Achron B'Motzei Shabbos. He says, this is really not only a situation of Yom Tov Achron, the eighth day of Pesach, falling out on Motzei Shabbos, because he says, Duhu Adin Afilu B'chol Nami. He says, the truth is, the Taz says, even on a regular weekdays where the seventh and eighth days of Pesach fall out on weekdays, Nami Yesh Lahaktim Svira L'Kiddush. You also should have, say, Svira before the Kiddush. Even though there's no Havdalah, you still should say Svira before the Kiddush of the eighth day. The Tvei Adif L'Achar Kiddushas Yom HaShvi. You should postpone as much as you can, okay, the ending of the Kedusha of Yom HaShvi. And therefore, what you should do is say the Svira before Kiddush to keep the Kedusha Shehu Min HaTorah of the seventh day going, Milakabel Kedushas Yom Tov, rather than first being Mekabel the Kedushas Yom Tov Achron of the eighth day, which is Eino Ela Midrabanan. So what he's saying is, even though normally you say Svira after Kiddush, here you want to go ahead and you want to postpone the Kedusha of the seventh day, which is Doraisa, so you should go ahead and say the Svira after the Kiddush. He says, Aval Achronim Chalku Alav. He says, other Achronim are Cholek, and they say, no, it's only on Motzei Shabbos, and you're doing Havdalah and Kiddush together, that's when you would say the Svira before the Kiddush of the eighth day. But in a regular Chol scenario, where the seventh and eighth day falls out on regular weekdays, then you would do the Halacha as usual, namely, say the Kiddush of the eighth day first, and then Svira. And again, this is all in shul, as we said, in the house, if it's between saying Svira and Kiddush, if that's what you're up against, you should say Svira before Kiddush, because you're not allowed to eat before Svira.